This is David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person you are meant to be in Jesus Christ. What does it mean to have character? Well, there's a world of difference between having character and being a character, as in John. He's a man of character, and John, he's a character. Now, if you do a Google search for character, unless you are specific to leadership qualities, of which character is a major one, your search on character will likely take you to a series of sources about how to make up a character, that is, how to write a character into a novel or a play or a movie. And that's certainly one way to think about character, which in that instance is by definition a person in a novel, a play, or a movie. That's quite a different concept than having the leadership quality of character, the definition of which would be the mental or moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Now, I did see at a quick glance in that developing the character into a novel, play, or movie source on the internet, one document that did have a suggestion that's pertinent to leadership, although I'm sure the writer didn't have that intention. The source said one way of developing a character into your novel, play, or movie is to actually pretend you are that character. I suppose the idea is to really get into that character, to live and breathe that character into your life so that you can be more effective as you write about that character. Now, that can affect you, I would think, in a negative or a positive way, depending on what kind of character you are writing into that novel, play, or movie. Now, that's interesting. Let me tease that out for a moment. Your character, that is the mental or moral qualities that make you who you are, that's going to be dependent to a great degree on what you think about, what you visualize, who you visualize yourself to be. If a person has Kim Jong-un, for example, the supreme leader, the dictator of North Korea, as a hero, and I can't imagine why anyone would want that person as a hero, but if a person wanted to emulate him, that person's going to become quite a different type of person in their qualities, their character, than someone who would emulate, for example, Mother Teresa. So, if you want to be a person of high moral character, you need to evaluate what you're thinking about most of the time. Let me mention something I've talked about before, and that is writing out your life purpose, the vision of who you are, what you are, who you want to become. The first sentence, my life purpose statement, describing for myself who I am and directing me towards that person that I want to be. My first statement is, I'm a servant of the Most High God, a follower of Jesus Christ, and a leader of people. Now, I've established that as the first description above all else of who I am. That statement has much more in it, but that's my first statement. If I really believe that, and I do, then doesn't it make sense? Isn't it imperative that I want to check in with that Most High God on a fairly regular basis? Wouldn't you agree with that? I would want to find out what kind of person this Most High God is pleased with and what I am to do as a servant of Him, as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a leader of others. I should get to know this God. And of course, as I read the Scripture, I do know Him in Jesus Christ. So my point is, the person I want to know above all is Jesus Christ. That means I need to spend a good portion of my time studying Him, His values, that is, what's important to Him and how that will affect me and how it applies to me. You see, His values become my values, so His agenda becomes my agenda. So instead of trying to achieve certain criteria, I mean, it's not like you wake up and say, okay, today I'm going to try to be holy. Let me see if I can go through the day without messing up. No, I simply get up and want to know more about Jesus and let His values direct my every step. So how does that happen? The only way for that to happen is to get as close to Jesus as I possibly can. If He is one you want to emulate, then you need to get to know Him. One of my heroes in the faith is a man named Robert Murray McChane. McChane was a minister in the Church of Scotland from 1835 to 1843. He died at the age of 29 during a typhus epidemic. He didn't live a long life, but he lived a very powerful and significant life. He was a man of deep piety, a man of prayer. And he said this to a young ministerial student who was studying for the ministry. He said, I know you will apply hard to German, but do not forget the culture of the inner man. I mean of the heart. How diligently the cavalry officer keeps his saber clean and sharp, every stain he rubs off with the greatest care. Remember, you are God's sword, his instrument, I trust, a chosen vessel unto him to bear his name. In great measure, McChane said, according to the purity and perfection of the instrument, will be the success. It is not great talents God blesses so much as his likeness to Jesus. Now, that's powerful, isn't it? So, let the character of Jesus Christ shine through you, and you will not only be a person of the highest character, you will be a character that's pleasing and useful to your Lord. All right, come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there today and be the person God meant you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.